Welcome to the Canadian SME Small Business Podcast, a podcast for Canadian small businesses. We interview Canadian experts and entrepreneurs to provide expert insight into marketing, innovation, business leadership, technology, and trends that impact small businesses.
Whether you're just getting started or already established, UPS is here to help you make the most of your time. Their services, tools, expertise, and team of UPS Small Business Ambassadors can help businesses of all sizes simplify processes, improve customer experience, and guide you on the path to growth. My name is Elaine Tancomo, founder of Easy Daisies, Daily Visual Schedules for Kids, and I want to invite you to visit UPS.com to learn more and save up to 52% or more on shipping. This is a paid advertisement.
Hello, everyone. This is Kripa Anand, and welcome to the Canadian SME Small Business Podcast, where we explore the strategic insights and innovative approaches empowering Canadian entrepreneurs to achieve measurable growth. Today, we are diving into the essential world of performance marketing, focusing on how ambitious brands can turn ad spend into predictable profit. In today's competitive market, success requires more than just running ads. It demands an analytics-obsessed and creatively bold strategy that delivers sustainable, scalable results. Our guest today is a leader known for building high-performing teams and driving top-line revenue for businesses from startups to public companies. Joining us today is Sanjay Mayer, Vice President of Growth and Marketing at Imagery, a specialized performance marketing agency. Sanjay brings a strong background in sales leadership and strategy, and his team focuses on optimizing campaigns across Google, Meta, SEO, and creative to turn marketing into a predictable growth engine. So before further ado, let's welcome the special guest. Sanjay, welcome to the podcast. It's such a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate being here.
Now, Sanjay, Imagery is a specialized performance marketing agency. For our audience, let's start with a foundational question about your core discipline. What is performance marketing and how does it differ from, say, traditional advertising? And are there any specific mistakes that you've seen other SMEs make that you'd want to warn our listeners about? Please go ahead.
Yeah, performance marketing is radically different than traditional advertising, principally from the focus of accountability. So, you know, traditional advertising, you have billboards, you have magazine ads, you do display ads, and then you measure the impact on sales and you see a correlation between the two. And then you try to identify what was the event, what was the ad that drove that that impact. Performance marketing focuses on driving connections between whatever action we're taking. So whether it's a search ad, a social media ad, an email, whatever it is, and then we measure the impact as perfectly linearly as possible. Mm-hmm. So our job is to drive action, right? And we measure our success by how efficiently and effectively we've driven that action. And so some of the big mistakes we've seen when SMEs are looking to engage in performance marketing is really not applying a process, a crawl, walk, run process, mm-hmm. right? First, you got to build your foundation. Then you have to proceed on a set of assumptions. You mm-hmm. launch them, you correct them, and then you iterate. Sometimes we see, you know, very eager SMEs that want to get to the run stage real quickly. And bypass the foundational actions, which are really fundamental to success.
Yeah, no, that makes complete sense. That's a very clear framework, Sanjay. It's clear that, you know, focusing on measurable outcomes is paramount for any SME today. And performance marketing is clearly the way forward for SMEs seeking to turn their ad spend into predictable profit. Thank you so much for that. Now, moving ahead, Sanjay, to stand out in a competitive market, SMEs need more than just money, right? They need to have that creative acumen, that creative edge within themselves. So when it comes to marketing, storytelling always plays such a crucial role. So how can other small and medium business owners use branding and storytelling to stand out?
I'm so happy you asked this, right? So performance marketing can often be dry, and we can treat creative and storytelling as a byproduct, as an afterthought. It's not, right? We're in marketing. Our job is to elicit emotion and reactions and to tell stories in a way that's going to be effective, right? And performance marketing is just a vehicle for really effective storytelling. That's what we want it to do. And how do we tell stories? We have a good narrative structure. We make sure that we're speaking authentically, but also authoritatively about our subject. We make sure that we're reaching the right people with the right message at the right time. And what performance marketing does is it takes that marketing storytelling framework and it uses an iterative approach to find out how effective are we? Are we reaching the right people? Is the message resonating? Are we presenting the right offer? How should we make adjustments? So it doesn't, you know, we're not accountants, we're marketers. We're here to tell stories, and we're here to help businesses and brands share their stories. Yeah. We're here to connect the market with the brand. And performance marketing is just a medium to do so.
That's a vital strategic insight, Sanjay. It's clear that bold, data-informed creativity is key to cutting through the noise. Before we go any further, here's a special message for all of our listeners, especially all the Canadian entrepreneurs. Are you looking to boost your brand awareness, find unique promotional products, and stand out in the marketplace? Learn from Sanjay Mayer, Vice President of Growth and Marketing at Imagery, about key strategies for sustainable growth, how to leverage creativity to cut through the noise, and how to get your brand noticed. Now, coming back to you, Sanjay, Imagery promises to turn marketing into a predictable growth engine, which is literally the dream of every entrepreneur. So how can SMEs combine paid ads with SEO, email, and business intelligence for scalable growth? And please go ahead and shed some light on why is an analytics-focused approach key to predictable results, and why not any other way?
Right. I mean, it really simply, data makes us smarter, right? The more access to the correct information, accurate information, the better decisions we can make. So we like to tell clients there are no guarantees, there are no promises. There is a process, and processes produce replicable results. So we go to clients and say, if you have a proven business model, if you have a way to turn visitors into sales, or you have a real service, and the only thing that's missing is volume to drive effectiveness, or you know, optimizations to drive efficiency, that's when you need performance marketing. And so the media mix could be paid ads, could be SEO, could be creative, it could be email, doesn't really matter. It depends what outcome we're trying to drive. We'll figure out the right tool with the right resources to make that happen. What we want to, what every small, medium enterprise should know is marketing isn't a substitute for having solved your business model. But once you have your business model, you give us 90 days, we'll get your data in order, we'll get your creative in order, we'll come up with the right sprint for us to enter into the market, or you know, or potentially accelerate your entry into a new market. And within 90 days, we will have either driven profit, in which case we just need to accelerate, or we'll have identified the formula needed for us to kick into the next gear. 90 days. Once you have the business model, if you have the right budget, 90 days, we will transform the way you work through the medium of performance marketing.
Wow, I love how confident that is. That's a very clear strategic breakdown, Sanjay. It truly highlights the importance of a holistic, integrated approach to digital marketing. That's amazing. Sanjay, your career has been defined by building high-performance teams and leading organizations to stronger profits. This requires sharp leadership. So what is the most important role or important job of a CEO or a founder in scaling or branding? What's your take on that?
Oh, wow. The most important thing for any leadership is to surround themselves with the best possible team. Mm-hmm. To understand, for that leader to understand their own blind spots and their own weaknesses, mm-hmm. And to especially build a team to make up for those shortcomings. Keep your team happy and get out of their way. That's really, regardless of whether it's marketing or anything else, yeah. Know what you're terrible at. Build a team to solve for that, keep yeah. them really, really happy, and try to get out of their way.
Wow, those are, that's $1 million advice. But did you always wanted to become an entrepreneur, or was it something that you tumbled upon in your journey?
No, I don't really want to be an entrepreneur. I like storytelling. Okay. I like having the comfort and the confidence that comes from being able to look at a set of data and make really good decisions around it. Mm-hmm. I like working with clients that are doing really great things. I mean, of course, we work with, and throughout my career, I've worked with e-commerce companies, retailers.
Yeah.
We've worked with not-for-profits. We've worked with even just small businesses that are 10 people, five yeah. people, the success of their marketing allows them to meet payroll and to pay the mortgages and stuff like mm-hmm. that. So I like the connection. I like being able to make smart decisions. I really enjoy Google and Meta ads. I enjoy sort of the complexity of the ad platforms. But really, my first love is just being a storyteller and being able to do that effectively. I really enjoy that.
Wow, that's so beautifully put. It gets to the heart of where leadership focus should be in a growth-driven organization. That's amazing. Now, let's do a little time travel, Sanjay. If I were to give you a time machine and we were to travel 5 or 7 years into the future, when you get out of that time machine, how exactly do you envision imagery changing around you?
Assuming we're still based in Canada, we'll look to sort of regional, local, and then larger national concerns, and then try to go from there. So I think a lot of the issues that we're facing today are going to be magnified in the future. So whether we're in a scarcity economy or an austerity economy, where things like inflation or unemployment are really struggling, the idea of communicating value is going to be paramount. So helping brands being able to communicate that message and distribute that message really well is going to be key for us. Ideally, we'd like to be working with organizations that are driving change, and positive change, I should say. So anyone who's looking to do work around green energy, anyone who's looking to combat climate change, anyone who's stepping up in healthcare, I think elder care is going to be massive as well. So, we work with all sorts of companies. Growth-focused companies are where we can really shine. Mm-hmm. Companies that aren't happy with their status quo and want to accelerate that. Mm-hmm. Ideally, in 7 years, we'll be in a position to do some good and or more so, and partner up with organizations and brands that could use storytelling, distribution expertise, and a really disciplined marketing team to help them solve larger problems.
That's so well put. That's amazing. Also, go ahead and tell the advice that you have for SMEs preparing for Black Friday and using Imagery's free marketing audit. So what's that about?
This is the perfect time. I'm really happy we had time in early November to speak. Black Friday is our is our critical period. So Black Friday, so many different pieces of advice. Start early, start thinking about it early. Black Friday applies to anybody who has any sort of customer-facing service, whether you have a product, whether you have, it doesn't matter what it is, right? If you're selling something and you want buyers, start thinking about Black Friday early, and then at least have some sort of plan. Right? Whether it's a budget plan, a creative plan, a promotional plan, some hook to get through the noise. Everybody advertises during Black Friday, right? So ads become more expensive, and it's really important to have a clever, strategic way to mitigate the increase in cost, but also to be effective in distributing your message to the right people. So think about that, plan early, have a plan in place. Yes, things change. You'll probably have to roll with a few unexpected surprises during the course of the September, October, November, December. That's why you should have a good team behind you. But have a plan, push that plan. And the lodestone should be, what's the most effective to reach the right people, given an environment where everybody is advertising and consumers have sort of the dichotomy of high intent, but also high saturation because they're being inundated, flooded with ads from everywhere.
That's amazing. That's such a fantastic and timely offer, Sanjay. And your advice will be invaluable for businesses preparing for the holiday rush. Imagery's commitment to sustainable scaling and its valuable free audit offer are clearly poised to help Canadian businesses thrive in the competitive market. I'm loving this conversation, Sanjay, and definitely we're going to invite you one more time where we can dive into deeper discussions. But for now, before we let you go, if there's one piece of final message that you have for our listeners today, specifically something that you want them to remember about this episode, about Imagery, about building a successful and resilient brand, what would you tell them and why?
I love that word, resilient. It's been a real pleasure talking, so thank you for inviting me. The free audit, definitely come to imagery.com. That's Imagery with a J, so imagery.com. And then go click on free audit and we'll take a look at your marketing setup. And in about 2 weeks, we'll come at you with a SWOT analysis and then a list of recommendations of what to do. It's no risk, no obligation. You'll see how we look at problems and how we diagnose things. And you'll get a sense of what it would be like to work with us. But one key message for Canadian SMEs would be really get a great team. Figure out what you do, what your organization does differently and better than anyone else. Put yourself in the consumer's shoes, in your ideal consumer's shoe, and then think of a message that's going to resonate to them, right? Not what you think is the be all and end all of your business, but what's going to resonate with them. And then whichever marketing agency team you choose, have them be the means to which that message is distributed, and then measure them for efficiency, effectiveness, and incrementality, right? It starts with you. You need to have that vision. You need to know what to say. You need to give something and say something that your consumers are going to care about, and then work with a marketing team that's really good at getting that message out there.
That's such a powerful and actionable message, Sanjay. Thank you so much. It has been such a pleasure having you on the podcast. Thank you so much for sharing your expertise and vision with us.
Thank you so much. I really, really appreciated the conversation.
All right. That was an insightful conversation with Sanjay Mayer, Vice President, Growth and Marketing at Imagery, on what performance marketing is, how SMEs can leverage branding and creative storytelling to stand out, the predictable growth engine, growth leadership, and advice for preparing for Black Friday. To all of our listeners, thank you so much for tuning into the Canadian SME Small Business Podcast. We really appreciate your continued support. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast for more expert insights and resources that can help your business thrive. Also, don't forget to visit our website, CanadianSME.ca. And lastly, a very special thank you to our podcast partners, RBC, UPS, A1 Global College, ADP, and Google for their ongoing commitment to empowering small businesses in Canada. So until next time, keep innovating and striving for success, and we'll see you guys in the next episode. Kripa Anand signing off.
Thank you for listening to the Canadian SME Podcast. Please visit CanadianSME.ca to subscribe and join us next again as we share more expert advice from Canadian business leaders.